Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Can you hear me today? The last 2 weeks, it was always, you can't hear me. Welcome you today on this beautiful Sunday. We're very happy to have Betty Angelini back for a guest minister today. Betty, always great to see you. I have a few announcements today. First of all, I'm very happy to report that the craft show bake sale yesterday netted $1,400 for the church, for the women, so appreciate that. A side benefit of that, there are extra cookies left over in the library if you want some cookies. Also wanted to remind people that on the 13th of November, we're going to have our annual stewardship dinner. It's another chili cook-off. I hope Paul's going to be there and do some cooking of the chili, maybe, huh?
I cheated last year.
It's a grudge match. Be there. Also, in November, we have the annual Thanksgiving dinner, so if people can donate supplies and their help for that, that would be greatly appreciated. Other thing is, in terms of guest ministers, well, first of all, let's go back. Interim pastor, you know, there's a subcommittee of session that's been working hard in reviewing applications and interviewing people. That process is moving forward. And certainly when we get to a resolution, you'll certainly be the first to know. But I wanted to share with you, it was in the bulletin and in the valley, that Tom Clifton, who's been here regularly, has agreed to be here through the rest of the year with a couple of exceptions. So it'll give us some continuity. If something happens before then, we'll adjust our schedule. So I just want to let you know that we're going to see Tom. On the 20th, we're going to see Jeff Powell again, and just give you an idea about that. And I think that takes care of everything, so I'll turn it over to Betty. Thank you.
Thank you. Such good news, such good news. As we prepare to worship together, let's use from Psalm 119, verses 137 through 144. They're the psalm lectionary for today. This psalm is the longest psalm in the Bible, but it talks about why we are here, because God has kept promises and covenants, and it is our obligation to worship the Lord. You are righteous, O Lord, and your judgments are right. You have appointed your decrees in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have come upon me, but your commandments are my delight. Your decrees are righteous forever, giving me understanding that I may live. Because God's commandments are our delight, let us worship the Lord together with joyful hearts. Let us begin by singing hymn number 299, You Servants of God, Your Master Proclaim.
Thank you.
My friends, if we think that we do not sin, we are only kidding ourselves. Now is the time for us to come together as a body, the body of Christ, and confess our sins out loud together. Holy God, we confess that we are guilty of pushing you to the edges of our lives. We serve you only when it seems convenient. We follow Jesus only when it is to our benefit. We call on the Holy Spirit only when our own efforts fail. Holy Spirit, rekindle the embers of our faith. Cleanse us of all sin and make us obedient servants. Remake us in the image of your righteousness and teach us the true meaning of discipleship. In Jesus' name, amen. Now spend some personal time in silence with the Lord. Amen. We heard good news this morning. I have even better good news for all of you. Your sins are forgiven because Christ died on the cross. Friends, believe in the good news of the gospel, for in Christ we are forgiven. Believe in the forgiveness of sins. We are saved by grace through faith. This is God's gift in Jesus Christ. Because we have received the good news, let us continue to stand and declare, affirm our faith through the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Because we have been forgiven, let us greet each other with the peace of Christ.
morning. Okay, so first prayer request is for Kathy Sagey's uncle, Mike Swedko. He has fluid on both of his lungs, and he also has stomach cancer, which is making treating it more difficult. Prayers that he heals and his breathing becomes easier. Prayer request also from for Kathy's mom, Cora Swedko. Her biopsy came back as having skin cancer in multiple sites. Prayers that she allows doctors to treat her to their and to her satisfaction as well. And another prayer request from Kathy for her neighbor and friend, Kathy Cobert. Kathy has lymphoma and had her last chemo treatment about 3 weeks ago, but they are suspecting it may be back. She has a PET scan that will determine that in 2 weeks. Prayers for comfort that the doctors who care for her and for the family as they cope with this difficult time. Prayers for June White. She's having severe pain in her left knee that's radiating down her leg. And a prayer request also for Patty Hall's brother, Larry O'Dill, who prayers for courage and strength and healing for a sickness he is battling. And then we also have a prayer request, from Leonard. His house sold on Friday and the closing is done. So he's very thankful for all the prayers and support from the Glenshaw Valley family.
Before we enter this time of prayer, let me say to you that it never ceases to amaze me how the Holy Spirit works. I send in my sermon topic and then the music just miraculously appears. Today I'm going to ask you lots of questions about your call and Jesus' call in your life. And look what the wonderful anthem was this morning. Lots of questions about will you answer the call. So thank you for that. Thank you for the beautiful hymn. Thanks to the baritone section over here, too, huh?
Yes, 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 yes!
Let us continue in our time of prayer together. Lord, we give thanks that you sought us out and brought us to yourself. We pray for all who are newcomers to the faith, the newly converted, the baptized, the confirmed, for all who are seekers and exploring the meaning of life. Lord, may the church help to show that you seek for all and welcome all. May this church be an accepting church, a hospitable church. We ask you that you will guide us in our stewardship here at Glenshaw Valley, that we may use your gifts to the benefit of others and to your glory. Lord, you seek and save that which is lost. Have mercy on us and hear our prayer. We ask your blessing, Lord, on all who work in commerce, upon financiers and bankers, upon tax collectors and accountants. We pray for individuals and countries that are deeply in debt, for the world's poor and for all who have suffered because of the greed, corruption, and deceitfulness of others. We pray, Lord, for the liberation of all who are impoverished. Lord, you seek and save that which is lost. Have mercy on us and hear our prayer. We pray for all who have been belittled by others, all who have been squeezed out of their community, all who are despised or rejected, all who have to do unpopular work. We remember all who are feeling hurt, all who are despairing or desolate, all who feel lost and have nowhere or nobody to run to turn toward. We pray for friends and loved ones suffering at this time. We pray for Mike and the fluid on his lungs and his stomach cancer. Lord, hear our prayer for healing. We pray for Cora and her skin cancer biopsy. And we pray, Lord, that she will consent to continued care. Lord, we pray for Kathy and her courageous struggle with chemo to treat her lymphoma. And we ask, Lord, for continued healing and for you to be there as she awaits the news of her scan results. Lord, we pray for June and the pain in her left knee and leg, and we ask for your healing touch upon that. And Lord, we pray for Larry and for his brother, for courage and strength and healing for a sickness he is battling with. Lord, you seek and save that which is lost. Have mercy on us and hear our prayer. We rejoice that you welcome us into your presence and your kingdom. We give thanks for the forgiveness of sins, Lord, and the opportunity to amend our lives. We ask your blessing upon all whom you have welcomed in love and into eternal life. Lord, we rejoice that Leonard has sold himself and he continues to enjoy his retirement in a new and wonderful way in North Carolina. We ask, Lord, that you continue to be with the search committee as they search for someone to come and be here in the interim, and we rejoice that Tom Clifton will be coming soon on a regular basis. Lord, there are so many blessings you have showered with, and we are so thankful for those. Lord, we are thankful that you seek and save that which is lost. And finally, hear our prayer, Lord, the prayer that you taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us continue to honor and praise the Lord and prepare for the reading of the Lord's word by singing hymn number 637, O Sing to the Lord. Seated. Our scripture lesson today will be about Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus realizes that he has to give back to the Lord so much that he has been taken and given. So now is the time for us to be like Zacchaeus and to give back to the Lord and to give back with a cheerful heart. Okay. give and give abundantly.
Comradeship and companionship in ministry. We ask, Lord, that you bless these offerings, that you multiply and do with them more than we can even begin to imagine. Take them out into the community, Lord, and just let them work for your honor and glory and praise. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do you want Jacob?
Every place is different.
Okay, now we're going to read the scripture. The scripture this morning comes from Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. And as you know, it's the story of Zacchaeus. Listen and hear the word of the Lord. He entered Jericho, that was Jesus, and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome Jesus. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy and wonderful God, we have opened your scripture and heard your word. Now we ask that your spirit come and open our hearts and our ears so that we can hear what it is you want us to hear today. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, so first we have to sing a song together. Come on, as soon as I read this scripture, I knew that we had to sing a song. It's been with me all week. Are we ready? No, I can't carry a tune in a brown paper bag, but you know that I always stand back from the microphone when we sing. But we're going to try this together. Please, those of you that know it, join in. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed by, he looked up in the tree, and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house today." Amen. Thank you for engaging me and letting me do that. So imagine how Zacchaeus must have felt when he heard Jesus say, "Come on down, Zacchaeus, I'm going to your house today." I imagine he was so very excited. Everything about Zacchaeus, except for his height, seems large and full of life and energy and passion. Even his checkbook is large. The Message translation tells us that Zacchaeus was desperate to see Jesus, not just with some eagerness, but desperate, with great desire. And so this desperate short man who just wanted to see Jesus ran down the street and climbed up a tree to get a view. He just wanted to see Jesus, to get a glimpse of him. There is no mention of wanting to talk with him or to touch him or be with him. In fact, in all of his large life living, Zacchaeus had small expectations and just wanted to see Jesus. So imagine how Zacchaeus must have felt when Jesus invited Zacchaeus to come down from that limb on the sycamore tree. And then imagine how he felt when Jesus takes it to the next level and says, "We're going to your house today." Oh my Lord, I would be thrilled. But then I would be thinking, what the heck does my house look like? Ooh, is it a mess? Is it cleaned up? Do I really want Jesus to come to my house? What will he think of me? Because you see, at our house we have a phrase. It's called living the lie. Our house is our home. Not necessarily pristine with everything in its place. It's comfortable, it's homey. Not trashy like those hoarder things, but comfortable. The guest room is my sewing room and my office, so of course there's stuff all over there. And my husband Dave has his desks and his papers, a room with his Star Wars stuff and his Civil War knickknacks and his memorabilia from who knows what, and books, lots of books in bookcases and shelved away. But whenever we have company come over, we spend a fair amount of time straightening up the clutter, picking up the newspapers and magazines, dusting, sweeping, clearing the stuff off of the tables. Oh, off the kitchen table, the dining room table, and the end tables. Throwing stuff in closets and under beds and making it look organized. I hear you laughing, but I wonder if it's like that at your house too, huh? Living the lie, as my sons say. I wonder if that is the thought Zacchaeus had. And as I read the text a little bit more, I thought probably not, because as Luke describes in verse 6, Zacchaeus hurried down, whereas the Message tells us, scrambled down and with delight welcomed Jesus. No problem with living that lie for Zacchaeus. "Come on, Jesus," he says, "let's go to my house and gather around the table and share in fellowship and laughter and food and be with each other." No problem whatsoever. Or was there? Luke next describes the grumbling crowds. You know, there's always someone or something, isn't there? And this time it's the grumbling crowds. I can hear them. Can't you hear them? "Can you believe this?" they say. "Look where Jesus is going, and look who he's going with. And they're going to eat together? Oh my God, how can this be at all? Why isn't he coming to my house? After all, I cleaned and I picked up and I dusted and I scrubbed." Wow, the busyness of Martha is probably coming out loud and clear. And then after that, listen for the judging. The judging continues with, "Oh, Zacchaeus is such a sinner. He charges more than he should with those taxes. He works his underlings hard and demands big paybacks and payouts. How could Jesus even sit across from the table and then pick up a fork and eat with this guy? This horrible guy." And in those few moments, from scrambling down the tree and leading Jesus with delight, to hearing the crumbling crowds, Zacchaeus has one of those come to Jesus moments. And Zacchaeus realizes that maybe he has been living the lie. Maybe his whole life has been a lie. At least his whole life has been masked by what he has been doing, charging exorbitant taxes more than necessary, robbing and cheating people out of their money, defrauding them, taking more than what is needed. But then, spontaneously, without a nudge from Jesus, although I contend with a huge nudge from the Holy Spirit, Zacchaeus confesses his sins right there on the sidewalk. Zacchaeus stops and turns his face to Jesus and confesses the errors of his ways, how he has taken too much money, especially from the poor, how he has defrauded and cheated others. Zacchaeus, this man full of life, huge in riches in his checkbook, humbles himself, takes off his mask, revealing just how small he really is, and shares and confesses his wrongdoings to Jesus. And then something wonderful happens. True identity happens because Jesus calls Zacchaeus a son of Abraham. And Abraham was the beloved father of the faith, and Zacchaeus is his son. And Jesus declares him found. Hallelujah! Oh, that sneaky Jesus, as we say at camp. Sneaky Jesus, just by calling someone down from a tree and inviting himself for dinner, saves a man. So here come the questions. So what mask do you need to take off so the true you can be seen? How do you need to humble yourself? What is the Holy Spirit nudging you to confess? What riches conceal your poverty of spirit? Does your busyness mask your loneliness? What are you taking from others that needs to be returned? What is preventing you from expanding your expectations, from just wanting to see Jesus, to talking with Jesus, and walking with Jesus, and hearing Jesus, and touching Jesus, and being with Jesus? I know for each of us, there are questions to struggle with. I'm pretty sure you know what question is yours to struggle with. Can you name it? Can you confess it? Lots of questions. But that is what happens when we really struggle and wrestle with the scripture. It gives us answers, but then it makes us struggle more so that we can be transformed and change. The story of Zacchaeus is only told in the Gospel of Luke. Matthew, Mark, and John, they don't give it any time, any space, or the new language, any bandwidth. Nope. But Luke the physician, the gospel writer who is a great observer and recorder of human interactions and human behavior, includes this story about Zacchaeus along with other roadside stories, like the one of the blind beggar who wants to see. And it is of no coincidence that Luke arranges his gospel so that this story of Zacchaeus, this story of confession and salvation, follows another story of a rich man. But that guy, He just couldn't understand that he needed to give up his possessions in order to go to heaven. It makes sense that Luke would share this story. Luke, throughout his gospel, is trying to convey the message that Jesus finds us. Jesus invites us. Jesus, no matter who we are, wants us to join him and the ministry that God has for the world. Luke wants us to know that Jesus saves us. And isn't that what happens in today's passage? Jesus found Zacchaeus up in that sycamore tree. Jesus invites Zacchaeus to come down and go to Zac's house, and then before they even get there, Jesus saves Zacchaeus. Jesus' glorious grace surrounds Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus changes. He transforms. He repents. He confesses. And he returns the money. So not only does Jesus go to Zacchaeus' house today, but in verse number 9, salvation goes to Zacchaeus' house today. My friends, Jesus is always seeking us, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus constantly wants to be with us and wants us to give all of ourselves to him. I just wanted to see Jesus from afar. I took my sons to church. I made a meal or two for the homeless. I even went as far as to teach Sunday school. I didn't have to climb a tree. But I sat on the hillside of a beautiful natural amphitheater in Mexico as I led a mission trip group for senior highs, and I looked down on Jesus' representative, the pastor that was talking for the week, talking about how there is more than just seeing Jesus, how Jesus longs for me to reveal my true self to him and follow him. And amidst the grumblings of the crowd that surrounded me, the Holy Spirit pushed me, not nudged me, but pushed me into the ministry of word and sacrament. You see, I'm a person who would rather put in an IV than talk in front of a bunch of people. But after 25 years of being a nurse, the Lord said, enough is enough, and it's time to come and do what you have to do. And so here I am. I try to follow Jesus. As we try to follow Christ in worship, in our work lives, in our home lives, we can remember small, but oh so large, Zacchaeus. We may not have to climb a tree to see Jesus. Jesus will find us. And when Jesus does, I pray that each one of us will have the courage, like Zacchaeus, to reveal ourselves, to take off our masks, and to follow Jesus joyfully. May Jesus come today, tomorrow, and every day to our house and to our hearts. To the glory, to God be all the glory. Alleluia and amen. Let us stand and sing affirmatively and joyfully that we will walk with God. Hymn number 742.
Thank you.
season of trick or treat. May you take your mask off, confess to the Lord, and then may we all go walking with Jesus together out into the world, sharing his love. And as we leave this place, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine or smile upon you and give you grace. May the Lord turn his face to the left and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and together all God's children said, Amen. Amen.